The LinkedIn Podcast Network is sponsored by TIAA. TIAA makes you a retirement promise, a promise of a guaranteed retirement paycheck for life. Learn more at TIAA.org/promisespayoff.
LinkedIn News.
Hey there, I'm Dan Roth, LinkedIn's editor-in-chief. We have another new segment here at This Is Working, and I'm kicking it off with Ginny Rometty, who we heard from last week. After our LinkedIn Live experience ended, Ginny hung out with us for a few minutes to give us a peek into what drives her and what slows her down. Here's our chat. What do you always have with you? Is there any gear or item or app that you can't show up to work without?
My iPhone
and
my headband.
Nice, the headband.
Yes, to keep the hair out of my eyes.
Got it. And how many headbands would you say you have?
Countless.
Really?
Whether they're in style or out of style, doesn't matter. It's very practical, keep the hair out of my eyes.
I love it. When did you first know what you wanted to do?
Probably when I did something I knew I didn't want to do.
Hmm.
So I worked for General Motors, very grateful to them, very, very loyal. They helped me through college. But it was the first time at a very young age I realized I'm like, oh, I don't love trucks and buses, Ikes. And I think I could now put a name on it. I'm like, okay, I realized then, hey, if you're gonna work, it's a difference between a job and a career. You've gotta find something that at the core you love. And I love to apply technology. Not that I couldn't do it there, but it was more trucks and cars and buses than it was technology at that time.
So doing something you didn't want to do, help you find what you did want to do. That's awesome. What's one habit or item or process that helps you stay productive?
An old law of ABC. So whenever you're the freshest, to me, I'm the freshest in the morning, my brain's working the best, I force myself to work on the hardest problems first, and email and everything else, I got to push to the bottom of the list.
That's great. I'm definitely CBA, so
I know.
That's impressive.
It's easy to be CBA.
So much better. Yeah. What's the one thing that can derail your productivity?
Checking my phone too much.
Huh.
Absolutely.
Do you use anything to stop you from doing that, or is it just...
Put it in another room.
Who was your first mentor, and what was something important you learned from them?
It was my mom. And I never thought of it as a mentor, but my mom taught me only I should define who I am, no one else.
Someone shows up for a one-on-one with you. What drives you nuts, and what makes you want to extend it?
Drives me nuts if they do not ask any questions, and I will extend it if I'm actually learning things.
Any mistakes you've made along the way in your career that you now look to as life lessons?
Oh yes, it's got a name now, but my biggest mistake was turning down or wanting to turn down jobs because I thought I wasn't ready for them. And I learned a valuable lesson, which is that growth and comfort never coexist. The idea that if you're gonna grow, you have to go take on things that you don't already know. And I think for some of us, we all think, oh, no, I should be prepared before I do the next thing. And it was my husband who once, when I was offered a big job and I said, I don't know if I want it. I told the person I have to think about it. I gotta talk to my husband. He said to me, do you think a man would have answered it that way? And it wasn't meant to be men, women. It was like, hey, you gotta be more confident to go after things. And that was probably the most valuable lesson I've
ever. You said it as a name?
Growth and comfort never coexist.
Got it. Relatedly, what's a job you turned down and why?
Well, without saying the name of it, I turned it down because I really thought through why am I leaving, and I was running from something instead of running to that job.
Terrific. Ginny, thanks for doing that.
My pleasure.
It's pretty wild when you hear a powerful CEO like Ginny talking about her imposter syndrome. So has someone ever talked you out of giving up on yourself? Let me know on LinkedIn using the hashtag ThisIsWorking. And if there are questions you want to hear in these candid segments with guests, let me know that too. You can reach me at thisisworking@linkedin.com. Thanks to our team for putting this together. Nina and I will be back next week to bring you more great takeaways. Be well and stay curious.